Good morning, everyone. So good to be with you here this morning. So this morning, we're inviting a gentle shift from this single focus on the Anapanasati spot to include a more overall awareness of body sensations as they become known to us and call our attention. So we're still going to be grounding ourselves and stabilizing our attention in the breath sensations at the Anapana spot, but we're going to make this gentle opening to awareness of other body sensations that may come into our awareness, such as pressure, heat, lightness, coolness, arising within the knowing of the body. So, as you may have guessed, today marks the slight shift in our practice from a more single focus on the Anapana spot to a broader awareness, a broader mindfulness of body awareness. So, we're making a very gentle shift from a Samatha focus, where we've been focusing on stabilizing, harmonizing, and unifying the mind, to this mindfulness-based insight focus, where we gradually will open to impermanence, the unsatisfactory nature of reality, and the conditioned nature of all of our experiences. And this will be a very gradual transition over the next several days. So this mindfulness of body sensations is a really great way for us to begin this gentle exploration. As we've talked about, the body is always in the here and now. And as we let our awareness rest within the felt experience of this body, we enter a type of here and now awareness that's very different than thinking about the body. So often we perceive the body through the concepts that we hold about the body. So here's a hand, here's a head, here's a stomach, here are my fingers, down here is my foot. Yet when we bring a deeper awareness into the body, we see that these concepts actually don't match our direct moment-to-moment experience of the body. And that way, our mindfulness of body practice can support us in moving beneath the conceptual layer of the body, all the concepts and all the ideas that we hold about the body, and into a here and now direct experience of the unfolding of sensations. So the benefit that we have now is that our concentration is much deeper than when we began this retreat. And as Marcia was pointing to yesterday, every one of you have really deepened your concentration through this last week we've had together. And this deepening of concentration really supports this deeper knowing of the body. So with the samadhi that we have now, we can much more easily slip beneath the conceptual knowing of the body and into this more elemental awareness of body, not as concepts about the body, not as here's my hand, here's my head, here's my stomach, but as this more moment-to-moment experience of sensations arising and passing within our awareness. So again, we'll have several days to even just open to body, so we're really not in a rush. And today, the invitation is to keep this exploration very light and very gentle. So in some ways, we're continuing to build and support this deepening samadhi. And we'll continue to have this beautiful awareness of the Anapana spot that we can return to anytime. And then from here, we can gently, when attention is called to other sensations in the body, we can gently open to an awareness of other sensations in the body. But then again, we continue to have the opportunity when those sensations are not really very loud, that might be more quiet in the mind and in the body, then we can always come back and find refuge and find rest within this knowing of the anapana spot. So you might find that there can be an intuitive exploration of this for yourself, where you yourself, you know, really take ground, take refuge in the unified experience of the breath sensations at the anapana spot. And then when you feel that there's more of this stable mind, then start expanding and including and noticing what else is happening in the body. And then coming back and again taking rest with the anapana spot. So tonight, Marcia will talk much more about mindfulness of the body. So I won't say much more at this point. Much better for us to move into a guided sitting practice, and then later I'll give you a bit of instructions for how to do your walking practice as well today. So taking a moment and settling into your sitting practice this morning, and an invitation to make this transition very gentle. So maybe taking a moment just right now and feel into your body and get a sense of how could you support your body best in this moment. To sit in a way where there is a sense of relaxation, but also a sense of uprightness. A sense of easeful alertness. And maybe just taking a moment now to feel the weight of your body, sit bones connected to the surface you're sitting on, hands resting in your lap or on the surface you're sitting on. And inviting any unnecessary tension in the body to let go in this moment. No forcing or making anything happen, but just a gentle, kind invitation for the jaw to release any tension, the shoulders to release tension, the belly to release tension. And now within this body awareness, becoming aware of breath moving through the body, inhales and exhales, letting your awareness be receptive, receiving breath and receiving body. And then within this overall sense of body and breath, becoming aware of the area around your Anapana spot. And perhaps letting the Anapana spot inviting you in. Can this knowing of this breath at your Anapana spot be a gentle invitation? And we'll take a good amount of time this morning to just rest our awareness here. Knowing breath sensations at the Anapana spot. Stabilizing, harmonizing, unifying, grounding our awareness here. Now an invitation to open awareness to the whole body. Very gradually expanding, widening your awareness to include the whole body in this moment. Still coming back and resting with the Anapana spot. Yet being open to any other sensations calling your attention, becoming known. To you as you sit here. Not searching for anything, not going after anything, taking rest at the Anapana spot. Yet letting other sensations become known to you as they arise, as they shift and as they pass out of awareness. Perhaps a sense of pressure, tingling, coolness on the skin, wetness in the mouth. With very simple knowing. Just opening to the felt sense of body sensations shifting and changing. Perhaps the image of the open hand and the wild bird can support you in cultivating this receptive, spacious, patient, kind awareness of the body sensations. Letting your awareness be like this open hand. Patiently waiting, receiving, gradually building a trusting relationship with the knowing of body. From moment to moment to moment. And building for yourself this intuitive knowing of when it's wise for you to come back and rest with the Anapana spot. Unifying, simplifying, harmonizing. And when there's enough stability and capacity in the mind to open to other body sensations, knowing them on this elemental level, coolness, heat, vibration, tingling, pressure, tightness. Lightness. And with the deep knowing that we cultivated from the Samatha practice, can we let this orientation towards ease continue on into this mindfulness of body practice? Coming back to ease, if available, grounding ourselves in ease. Coming back to the simplicity of anapana, breath awareness. Perhaps regaining a sense of stability, a sense of ease, simplicity. And when there is intuitive sense that there's more capacity, opening to other felt sensations in the body. Noticing their different qualities. With this ground of stability and this ground of ease. Oh, this tingling feels like this. This pressure feels like this. A simple, gentle, easeful knowing of body. So an invitation today to explore this practice of grounding yourself in the anapana spot, the sensations around the anapana spot. Still taking time here, even in the beginning of all sittings. And then intuitively knowing when it's time for you to then include other sensations in the body that becomes known to you as you sit. So you may start with a period of really settling in here with the anapana spot, and then at some point just opening awareness and then letting the awareness connect with what sensations might show in the body at that point. And then also knowing that there's always the possibility of coming back to this very simple focus if and when the opening up might become a lot to be with. There's always the possibility of coming back to the very simple focus and continuing with that for a period of time. So it's an intuitive process, and neither Marcia or I have quite the right recipe for each of you. It's something that you have to explore on your own to see how this deepening of concentration that we've developed together through this last week can really support you in being more present with this knowing of body, not as concept, but knowing of body as sensations arising and passing. And just a few words about the walking practice. So not a big shift, but you may start in your walking practice to include naturally this overall felt sense of body. So as you're walking, there's, you know, the sensation of feet on the ground, of muscles moving in your legs, of breath moving through your body. And you may just start to open to what is the body feeling like as I'm doing this walking practice? What's the whole experience of this body? That's the invitation for walking practice. I'm just looking to Marcia to see if there's anything else you want to add this morning about. There is? No.
Yes, yes. Yes, there is. In terms of walking, you can continue with the pace that you have been walking with our Anapanasati practice. You might find yourself quite naturally, quite organically, slowing down just a little bit, but don't force slowing down. Let it come in a natural, organic way. And I again suggest that you don't move into this very, very, very slow walking approach to mindfulness-based insight practice. But slower than normal, and maybe slightly slower in an organic way, moving maybe into a slightly slower pace, slightly, I emphasize, than you have been with the Anapanasati practice. And staying mindful, mindfully aware, embodied with the movement in the body, the sensations of the movement in the body, the legs moving, whole body moving. And again, as Christina has spoken, returning to breath, similarly to when we were doing the Anapanasati practice, remembering to come back to the connection and the mindful awareness of the breath at the Anapana spot, whenever you do, whenever you feel inclined, that's the perfect time. So that's it. Enjoy your practice. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.